Hello and welcome to the third episode of Men Without Hair. I'm Glenn Weissman with my partner, Jeff Clapp.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we are the team behind Power Pair Marketing. We created this podcast series to help our clients, prospective clients, or people who are looking to get a handle on a business or marketing problem. We are happy to help you and provide you with our insights so your business can perform better. Today's topic, the meaning of marketing.
The meaning of marketing. That is a scary one, right? That's a big topic. Well, you know, if you're in business today, whether you're a small law firm, you're an insurance broker or a financial advisor, you're probably seeing a lot of big billboards out there, TV ads for your competition, and that can become a real sort of mental and financial hurdle to think you can even compete against that. It's intimidating. But we want you to know, a firm like ours, we help folks just like you compete in the digital market and do it very, very well. So Glenn, talk to me a little bit about what marketing used to mean when it first was kind of invented and created and kind of where we are now in sort of today's society.
That's great. And you know, I put this together just because I want people to get their head right when it comes to the idea of marketing. And here's what it means. Well, in the old days, marketing actually does come from Latin. And by the 16th century, it evolved to mean the act of transacting business in a market. It was more akin to what we consider today to be shopping than what it has evolved into.
Mm.
By the middle of the 20th century, the post-war years, the focus had shifted to become about persuading customers to buy products using advertising and other techniques in what you'd consider a hard sell approach.
It's like the Mad Men, right? Which the advertising world, yep.
Exactly, or you know, Herb Tarlick in his plaid suit, you know, that kind of an
exactly.
idea.
Yep.
The contemporary connotation is that while these meanings are still relevant in many regards, today's twist is that you need to think of this in a completion backward principle sort of way. You start with the customer or the client and then work backwards by understanding what is important to them, how your product or service is relevant, why someone should come to you. I'll tell you this from our perspective. We set out to put relationships first. Of course, we want to make money and generate a reasonable profit. It's part of the equation. But building the relationship is really at the core of what we do. And we feel that, you know, yes, we provide a good value and a good product, but the relationship with our client, or for you, with your client or customer, is what's really going to differentiate your business.
And Glenn, I think this is really what we excel at, you know, with Power Pair Marketing. I mean, we spend quite a bit of time getting to know and build the relationships with our clients, understand their business, the emotion behind their business, the value behind their business. And we also help them really start to figure out how to better communicate and build their own relationships with their clients. You know, because you have to meet your clients where they are. And that's really important, you know, to us. You know, we can't go in and assume that someone's going to be able to do X, Y, and Z if they're not there yet. So we have to meet people where they are. And then we have to design and figure communications that are essential around that, that fit where that client is at that point. Now, obviously, that client, we're going to want that client to grow, and everything else is just as you're going to want your clients to do so. But first, the real important things you need to understand, and where we would coach you on, is you want to understand who you are, you want to understand your customer, and you also need to know your story. Because the bottom line is, people shop logically and buy emotionally, and story is such a huge part. And if you don't have a clear understanding and a relationship to your story, you're leaving money on the table. It's just the bottom line. A story sells, you know. So whether or not you're working with us, we always want every experience to be a great experience, a good experience. And what we tell our clients is, begin with asking people how they see you and why they would come to your business. Ask them what makes you different. That would be a great first step this week in shifting the context for your business.
That's a great observation, Jeff. Hey, time's up for us. Check back next week for our next installment of Men Without Hair.
See you next week, everyone.